One of the things that's most satisfying to me about these videos is the not so much the information, but the element of kind of heritage or mentoring or modeling provided by these older people who I interviewed, the dignity, the sense of hardship and surviving hardship, and that comes through, the sense of history. And I feel I really lucked out in the people that I came across to interview. They're all very articulate, very revealing, very direct. Tony Hillerman, I really lucked out on my timing, I guess, because I caught him right at the time that he decided to first talk about his combat experience in World War II. He had never spoken about it.
I shot low at him, hoping to hit him in the abdomen, and I hit him right in the face. It doesn't say much for my marksmanship, but it knocked him backwards. So only his feet were on the asphalt. And that here I am, how many years later, 50, in more than a half century later, I still remember that as vividly as if it happened yesterday. Always regretted it. He's probably some kid about 19, 18 like I was. And now he's dead.
It made me feel good that I got a lot of kind of small local funding primarily.
The reason the Kuhn Foundation decided to support Jim Tur's videos, something we normally would not do, supporting any video production, is that uniquely he has been able to develop a message in his videos that reach the targeted audience and have impact. The reviews of his videos, of course, have been exceptionally positive.
I really feel fortunate in the reviews I got on this stuff, and nationally they've all gotten some good reviews. And I just happened to see some of the reviews. This Parents Guide, the fact that the teen driving video was in the Parents Guide top 10 videos of 2003, I just happened to come across that on the web when I was surfing, or ego surfing, one night. Nobody had notified me about it, but that's quite a distinction. The idea behind the No Bloodshed video was that a lot of the driver's training instructors told me that the kids enjoy gore, so I might try to do a video without it. And that was my kind of creative challenge and constraint. And I think maybe because of that, the idea that I was trying to get across, the fact that we don't really perceive how fast we're going, I think maybe that came across stronger. In fact, one of the reviewers said to me, I really liked the video, but not that car crash scene that you put in there three times, the police video. And I felt that was the most important thing for me to get in there, actually, because it conveyed the danger most dramatically. You know, the quality of some of these kids we interviewed, Teresa, for instance, the editor, Grant, and I, we just kept looking at each other and just marveling when we were editing her sequence. You know, he says to me, look at how many expressions she's got. She's so animated, she's so alive, she's never got the same expression from one second to the next. Tamarind, likewise, she's just so obviously bright and out there.
Tor Seidler is really good at putting indescribable feelings into words. And sometimes it takes a really long time to describe them, but his characters, he can really go deep into their heart to get out what they're thinking and what they're experiencing, you know.
I wasn't surprised when I found out later that she became the United States Youth Storytelling Champion for the whole U.S. And she's got so many activities, creative, philanthropic. She just never stops. She's an amazing kid.
Meet Doofus Clueless, our worst-case test case, a crash test dummy brought back to life.
Ryan Miera was just the perfect doofus. I think I give myself a little credit for thinking of the part with him in mind, but he was also so good at it. It was such a natural fit.
So the other night, Sally comes up to me and she says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I don't know." And so I said, "You want to do something?" And she was like, "Well, I guess." And then I call you later and she was like, "Well, why do you want to call me?" And I was like,
and he's very talented no matter what he does. And he's now gone on to be with the Second City troupe in Chicago.
Do not, repeat, do not try this yourself.
Ouch!
And of course, Rusty, he's going on to bigger and better things also.
I'm Rusty, the chick magnet Rutherford. Now there's nothing I like more than sitting down with a nice good book and reading, all by myself.
Hey, hi, I'm Sarah.
Oh,
I'm Stephanie.
That's my favorite book.
But every time I do, this seems to happen. As you can tell, reading is a great way to pick up chicks, but that is not the purpose.
All the people were local, except for Cindy in Las Vegas, the accident victim. I read about her in the paper, and I felt her story was so compelling. The idea that you can have as much money, more money than you could spend in 20 lifetimes, and your life is really destroyed in a lot of ways if you have an accident. That's a point I wanted to make.
I had picked up my sister, and we were stopped at a light. We were going to go out for the night, and that's the last thing I remember. A drunk driver driving about 60 miles an hour, never stepped on his brakes and hit my Camaro at 60 miles an hour in the back. I don't know if you've ever asked for $1 million and you thought it would solve all your problems, but I did win millions of dollars just a month before my accident. And I'd give every cent of it back to not be in this chair, because I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy life, and I can't get my sister back. You can't ever buy that back.
The manufacturing video I really wanted to do just because I thought it would be fun for me, that little boy in me, I guess, that sense of curiosity. I always loved those manufacturing videos, films we used to see when I was a kid in school.
I think manufacturing is a very interesting field, and we're obviously going to need manufacturing around for years and years. I think being able to give kids something else to think about that they might want to do when they grow up is a wonderful thing, and this video gives them a lot of that to look at and think about. I love the way Jim ties in the importance of mathematics and all of that, and how you'll use it later on in life. My son Sean took the video to his eighth grade class, and they really loved it. You know, it gave them a chance to see what's behind some of these products that everybody sees and takes for granted in the stores.
This film that you have made is of such extraordinary importance. It's important because the survivors, unfortunately, will not be here that much longer, and in fact, a couple of them have passed away. It is extremely important for them to pass on their testimonials about what happened to them during the Holocaust, so that this message will be carried forward to our students and their children.
When she got to Auschwitz, the next day or two, they gave her a bar of soap and told her to take a shower. And instead of water, the gas came out, and in that shower room, the trap door opened, and down in the ovens, they all went.
It's absolutely crucial. It's crucial because otherwise the story certainly can get told in another manner, that is, that the Holocaust never happened.
I defy anybody to look at me and tell me it didn't happen. It did happen, and they knew it happened. I tell you, here I am, almost 73 years old. If one ever crossed my path with the wrong look or word, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably spend the rest of my life in prison, but I would feel good enough that I've done away with one. You can't kill 6 million people and think it never happened. I mean, that's almost as big as New York City.
These people are to be cherished and respected, and you have put them in a format so that they can be held in that regard for generations to come.
I wanted to interview these people for my own reasons, to try to absorb that inconceivable experience they had in World War II and in the Holocaust, because you know, it takes some effort, it takes some work to absorb that and really get a feel for it to the extent we can.